Unit 6. Listening for email and web addresses. Page 13. Exercise A. Bonita is telling her mum about her holiday plans. Listen to their conversation and complete the note sheet below. The first one has been done for you as an example. You have 30 seconds to study the note sheet.
So, Bonita, what have you and your friends planned for your trip to Thailand?
Oh, all the usual things. We'll go shopping, visit theme parks, take lots of photos, all that stuff.
Sounds great. Oh, can you let me know your friends' email addresses? Just so that Dad and I can get hold of them if we can't reach you.
Yes, of course. Max and Nora are going with me this time. I'll give you Max's email address first. It's max336@xmail.com.
max336@xmail.com.
And Nora's email address is coolgirl_13@tiger.com.hk. Coolgirl is all one word.
Coolgirl, all one word, _13@tiger.com.hk.
Right.
Great. Have you booked your accommodation?
Yes, we've booked hostels in both Bangkok and Koh Samui. Do you want the details?
Yes, please.
Okay. The hostel in Bangkok is called Thai House. It's a really nice place. Let me show you some pictures of it on my phone.
Wow, it looks pretty good. And you said it's called Thai House, right? I should write the name down. Thai House.
Yeah. I also have their website address in case you need to find other information, like their telephone number or email address. The address is www.thaihouse.com.th. Thai House is all one word.
Okay, I've got that. And you said .com.th?
Yes, th stands for Thailand.
Okay, good. What about the hostel on Koh Samui?
That place is called Samui Holiday Village. Samui is S-A-M-U-I.
Yes, I know. And what's Samui Holiday Village's website address?
It's www.shv.com.th. The SHV obviously stands for Samui Holiday Village.
Got it. I already have all your flight information, don't I?
Yes, I gave that to you when we booked our flights last week.
Good. That's all I need to know, I guess.